This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. Democratic State Representative Lori Bishop has quit the race for Montana's new U.S. House seat. A week after the congressional district boundaries were finalized, leaving her hometown of Livingston outside the district in which she was running. The state's nonpartisan redistricting commission finalized the new district borders last week, reversing itself and moving Bishop's hometown of Livingston into the predominantly Republican Eastern District. Bishop said in an announcement that she would instead run for re-election to the State House, saying in the statement that she would, quote, continue to be a voice for those who feel like politicians have turned their back on them. Bishop's departure leaves a Democratic field that includes public health professional Cora Newman, lawyer Monica Tranel, and former state legislator Tom Winter. The Republican field includes Pastor Mary Todd, former state lawmaker Al Olszewski, former U.S. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke. A Wyoming pipeline company has agreed to pay a $2 million settlement for damages caused by a 2015 crude oil spill that fouled a section of the Yellowstone River and the city of Glendive's water supply. Montana's U.S. Attorney Leif Johnson says the agreement with Bridger Pipeline LLC also calls for a restoration plan that could include projects to restore aquatic habitat and improve recreational sites along the Yellowstone River corridor. Most of the money, more than $1.7 million, will go to a state-managed damage fund. The remainder will go to the federal government as reimbursement for its assessment of damages from the 31,000-gallon spill. Bridger Pipeline is owned by True Companies of Casper, Wyoming. The company was previously fined $1 million over the spill by the Montana Department of Environmental Quality. The spill happened after the pipeline split at a weld where it crossed beneath the Yellowstone River upstream from Glendive. Cleanup crews recovered less than 10% of the oil. Montana residents should expect to pay more money to heat their homes this winter due to an increase in energy costs. That's according to the Montana Public Service Commission. There's additional aid, according to the commission, for low-income residents. Montana's regulated natural gas utilities, including Northwestern Energy, Montana Dakota's Utility Company, and Energy West Montana, are all forecasting residential bills to be 47 to 62% higher compared to last winter. That's according to Eric Wilkerson, the executive director of the PSC. Utilities buy natural gas in the summer when prices are lower and store it for winter. However, natural gas prices were higher this summer, according to Jody Black, spokesperson for Northwestern Energy. Natural gas prices have climbed to their highest level since 2014 because demand is growing faster than production was able to recover as the economy improved following shutdowns caused by the coronavirus. In addition, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says Montana could see a colder than average winter, especially across the northern half of the state. That would increase the amount of natural gas needed to heat a home. The Montana Supreme Court has upheld a district court ruling on a decision by the Montana Board of Medical Examiners to place a prominent Helena physician's medical license on hold after a legal battle that has lasted more than 8 years. Dr. Mark Ibsen had his license suspended in 2013. The board said that he prescribed excessive amounts of narcotics to some patients and did not adequately chart his reasons for allowing some early refills of pain medication. Ibsen was appealing an order by the First Judicial District Court of Lewis and Clark County. He petitioned that court for review after the state of medical examiners suspended his license again in 2016. Ibsen's suspension was reversed in 2018 when then-Judge James Reynolds said the board made procedural errors when it took the action. He also ordered the board to appoint an objective, detached, and qualified hearing examiner to review the record, to supplement the record, to possibly take more testimony, and do a proper hearing if necessary. Reynolds has since retired, and the examiner was never appointed. Ibsen's alleged practice of prescribing opioids first arose after a former employee filed a complaint against him in 2013. In 2015, a Montana Department of Labor and Industry hearing officers found that Ibsen's standard of patient care was sufficient. The board rejected the report from its own examiner, deciding that because the examiner was not a doctor, he was not competent to make many of the findings. Quote, "It seems to me like it's over," Ibsen says. Quote, "It's clear to me that the Board of Medical Examiners has harmed me greatly. I'm not happy with it, but it has run its course." In a rare moment of agreement, both Montana's U.S. senators are supporting Martha Williams to be director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She's the former director of Montana's State Wildlife Agency, and she told senators she would adhere to the law, science, and collaboration during a Wednesday committee hearing. Williams is Joe Biden's nominee for that director post. She is currently the principal deputy director at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She appeared Wednesday before the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works, which will consider her nomination for advancement to the Senate floor for a debate and final vote. Before taking the deputy director's position with the Biden administration, Williams served as director of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks under former Governor Steve Bullock. She previously worked as an attorney for FWP from 1998 to 2011, and then for 2 years as a solicitor for the Department of Interior. She returned to Montana to teach at the Alexander Blewett III School of Law at the University of Montana. She was appointed to the FWP post in 2017. Williams has the support of both Montana senators. Democratic Senator John Tester wrote in a letter to the committee that Williams would bring, quote, "a wealth of real-world experience and leadership to the director's post." Republican Senator Steve Daines also wrote a letter of support, saying he believes Williams will provide a pragmatic and balanced approach to the Fish and Wildlife Service. If you need to hear this report again, please check the podcast on our Treasure State Radio or KGRTDB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in now 46 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, in 24 countries on 6 continents. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, and Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.